Hunter Biden's forensic expert pushes data analysis casting doubt on laptop's authenticity. By Wendell Hussebo on July 12, 2023. Hunter Biden's latest defense-related hire, a forensics expert named Denver Riggleman, claimed in a CNN appearance that data in the public sphere from the laptop from hell have no relation to the laptop. In other words, the president's son's defense team now seems to be suggesting that the laptop or at least part of it is not authentic. Riggleman, who worked with the partisan January 6 committee after serving as a Republican member of Congress, told CNN he inspected the data of Hunter Biden's purported laptop in the public domain and questioned the authenticity of at least some of what has been reported publicly. What we wanted to look at first was the data that was out there that is purported to be Hunter Biden's laptop, Riggleman said. We wanted to see if there was any forensic format or any forensic validity to it, and there was none. Tonight, I joined at Acosta to talk about my decision to advise Hunter Biden's legal team. One thing is clear, data is clarifying. Watch the entire segment here, down arrow. pic.twitter.com/rqa. Denver Riggleman, at Rep. Riggleman, July 10, 2023. Riggleman also said his analysis surmises that some of the data in the public sphere does not match forensically with Hunter Biden's laptop. Data that is in the public sphere right now has no relation to any forensic copy that's attached to a Hunter Biden laptop, he said. And it looks like, to us, that most of the data is curated. Although Riggleman appeared to define the public sphere as information posted on 4chan or emails indexed by the not-for-profit group Marco Polo, he made no mention of the analysis originally performed on the laptop's hard drive by the New York Post or much later analyses by the New York Times, March 16, 2022, Washington Post, March 30, 2022, NBC News, May 19, 2022, CNN, July 27, 2022, and CBS News, November 21, 2022. I'm shocked that anybody in Congress would use that data or any journalist would even use those sources because, we do have the data, said Riggleman. We have videos. We have them self-identifying and manipulating the data. And specific instances of fabrication and manipulation of the data. A lot of the things they say are not validated. They are ridiculous, and we even found cases of fabricated data, he said. Riggleman's effort to discredit reporting on Hunter Biden's abandoned laptop data comes after WhatsApp messages surfaced from IRS whistleblowers. Two lawyers for the president's son did not deny the contents of the messages as Hunter Biden's. One message shows Hunter Biden demanding payment in 2017 from a CCP-linked businessman and Sfk Energy business associate while sitting next to his dad. A second text revealed Hunter Biden asking a second Sfk business associate, Gongwin Kevin Dong, for millions, noting the Biden family is best at doing exactly what the chairman wants. Riggleman also tried to discredit the whistleblowers but did not directly refute the content of the WhatsApp messages. Here is the thing. Either these individuals, the whistleblowers, haven't been trained properly, they're credulous idiots, they're liars, or they are grifters or some type of combination of all that above, he said. In June, Breitbart News reported the Biden family business received $5.1 million within 10 days of Hunter Biden's first message to the CCP-linked businessman who worked with Sfk Energy. Kevin Morris, Hunter Biden's top attorney, did not comment when reached by Breitbart News. Riggleman did not respond to a request for comment. Follow Wendell Hussebo on Twitter at Wendell Hussebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.